Every year, the Jewish Festival of Lights, or Hanukkah, is celebrated around the world for 8 days. Hanukkah starts and ends on a specific day of the Hebrew calendar, and because that doesn't line up with the Gregorian calendar, it shifts around a bit from year to year. This year, Hanukkah lines up with Christmas and New Year's, starting on the evening of December 24th and ending on the evening of January 1st. That close proximity to Christmas can present a conundrum for Jewish parents: how to teach children the meaning of the Festival of Lights when many of their friends are opening a pile of presents on Christmas Day. To find out more, Virginia Prescott spoke with Rabbi Beth Singer. She's the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Senior Rabbi at Congregation Emmanuel in San Francisco.
Rabbi Singer, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be on your show.
So what is the significance of the holiday in the Jewish faith?
So for the Jewish faith, this is a really old holiday. It's based in a particular period of Jewish history when Jews and many others lived under the rule of a Hellenistic ruler who made a decree that he wanted everyone to observe their culture and religion exactly as he did. And he made it illegal for Jews to do Jewish things. And as the story goes, because these are really stories that come down to us, a small group of Jews rose up and said, no, we want to fight for our right, not for everybody to be Jewish, just for everybody to be the culture and religion that they are. And it was kind of considered a miraculous thing that they were able to overcome this great Greek ruler. And since that time, we celebrate the holiday of Hanukkah, really a celebration of religious freedom and the opportunity for each group to celebrate as we do.
Well, given its economic engine power, Christmas, of course, overwhelms Hanukkah in most cases. But there are some misconceptions. There are some associated customs and traditions surrounding Hanukkah. One, eating fried food, playing with a dreidel. But giving a gift each night is not one of them?
No, it's not. It's not. It's so interesting, Virginia, how it evolved that gift even came to be given, because originally there was no gift giving at Hanukkah. We have a holiday that falls later in the spring called Purim, another miraculous survival holiday, and that was the season of gift giving. But not until the 19th century, as far as we know, in America, where Christmas itself became a much bigger public material holiday here in the United States, did Hanukkah start to follow suit a little bit. But many Jewish parents continue to try to create a distinction between Christmas and Hanukkah, and there is a tradition of gift-giving or doing good work or giving Hanukkah gelt. That's an old tradition as well, so it is distinct from Christmas.
What's gelt?
Gelt is an old tradition of giving Jewish coins, giving coins for the holiday. And I'm a rabbi, not a historian, but I understand that in Poland in the 17th century, it became a tradition in its time for children to give some coins to their teachers to say thank you, or for poor students to be able to go to wealthier Jewish benefactors who would give them coins. And so there became this association with receiving coins and doing for others, though, of course, children then and now like to receive coins for themselves just to keep, to have some money. And now these days it's sort of a remembrance of gelt, which was real coins, and a particular way of celebrating Hanukkah long ago. You often see these chocolate coins, and people play the game of dreidel, and then they trade these chocolate coins with each other.
Yeah, I've seen them in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very curious about how giving gifts at Hanukkah became a tradition for some Jewish families.
Well, I think that, again, this is the 19th century. The United States was a very different place than it is now. Jews were far less accepted. There had been these huge migrations of Jews from different parts of the world coming to America for economic security or fleeing the Tsar or whatever brought them here. And they really, really wanted to be good citizens, to fit in, to be comfortable for their Christian neighbors, to be comfortable with them. And they saw all of their Christian neighbors observing Christmas, some religiously, but some not so religiously, and exchanging gifts at Christmas time. And my understanding is that some of the Jewish families in that time just thought, well, Hanukkah is a great time to give gifts. Why shouldn't we give gifts? And it's so not a Jewish tradition originally that every family does it differently. There are families who give their children a gift each of the eight nights, and there are some that give their children, you know, one or two little gifts. That when I was growing up, our family gave us, you know, one really nice gift at some point during Hanukkah, like a Barbie doll, and then a book one night and some pajamas the other night, and that was Hanukkah. And increasingly now what I really love is a lot of families take at least one or a number of the eight nights of Hanukkah and use it to go volunteer in a soup kitchen or to wrap up gifts to give other families who don't have presents and to do some form of good giving to others to celebrate the miracle of Hanukkah.
What do you recommend, though, for families who say, you know, Rabbi Beth, I'm not comfortable giving gifts to my kids for Hanukkah. It seems like we were pressured into it to fit in or something.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think every family has this wonderful opportunity in the time we're living in to develop their own Hanukkah traditions. You know, when is your family going to light the Hanukkah menorah? Are you going to put it in the window? That's a very great Jewish tradition to proclaim the miracle publicly, not to be afraid to be Jewish in the times we're living in, even though we're a minority here in the United States of America. And families, I think you have to start when your kids are really little. If they want to use these holidays to teach values to their children, they can say, you know, in our family, we do different things. Maybe we each get a book at Hanukkah, or we go and we do a lot of volunteer work during Hanukkah, and they really downplay the presents. They do a lot with Hanukkah menorah lighting. We gave each of our children their own Hanukkah menorah, so every Hanukkah, there were five of these in our window, and everybody was lighting their own, and our kids were excited. But it is difficult because, you know, they have peer pressure, and I think all families have to deal with that peer pressure. Well, we're very excited for our Christian friends that they have Christmas as a tradition. We have a different tradition. I think it's great to go celebrate Christmas with Christians in their home. I think that's another wonderful way, and to do presents with them in a Christian home, because that's a Christmas tradition.
Well, Rabbi Singer, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Rabbi Beth Singer is the senior rabbi at Congregation Emmanuel, a synagogue in San Francisco.
I am Taylor Quimby, senior producer of Word of Mouth. My fantasy gift would be an entire music studio, complete with cool guitars, banjos, other stringed instruments, like recording gear, cool pedals, everything. Also a space, so like an extra room in my apartment would somehow have to be built. And also, I would need to have the time to be able to play it, so that gift would need to come with like several months off from the job, like kind of a sabbatical sort of thing. And then maybe also like a person who's always there to help me use all this stuff that I don't know how to actually use. I guess my fantasy gift would be a full music studio in my apartment with a full-time employee and several months off from work. So that was my fantasy gift. Wasn't really holding back much. We want yours too, so share them on our Facebook page or on Twitter.